White, where is that truck? You were supposed to have those ostriches here 2 days ago, you cud chewing hayseed.
Don't make him mad. He's got our money.
Relax. I'm the godfather to his oldest girl. Listen, you inbred halfwit. Get those birds to Chicago and quit bumping ugly with every truck stop troll that flashes her tooth at you.
I got a bad feeling about this.
All right, if I don't see you in a day and a half, I'm going to hunt you down, you shoeless rube. God bless, drive safe.
So, what did he say? Are the ostriches okay?
They're a little homesick. It's a big move for them, changing schools and all. What, are you kidding me? They're dumb animals, you dumb animal.
You're right, I'm an idiot. I don't know what I was thinking going into business with you.
I don't know. Honestly, I was a little surprised myself.
Good morning.
Hey, how do?
Okay, a little weird in here. You guys weren't kissing, were you?
No, we weren't kissing. We're not doing anything together, nothing at all.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Oh, lady, you are a hoot.
not that I haven't been tempted a couple of times. You bagged a real looker here, like a portly Paul Newman. Seriously, I saw the bottle of salad dressing in the fridge the other day. I thought it was you hiding behind the mustard.
It's the boys.
What's the matter with you? I was trying to defuse the situation. You just stood there like an idiot.
What did you want me to do, actually kiss you?
I don't think I'd let you with that tone of voice.
Captain, you want to see me?
Come in, Biggs.
A little dark in here, isn't it, sir?
Not as dark as the black hole your mother left when she ripped out my heart.
Oh, boy. Is my favorite couple going through a bit of a rough patch?
She handed me my walking papers last night. No ifs, ands, or whys. Just take your mustache wax and go.
She does that, sir. I can't tell you how many times she's gotten mad and disowned me or told me I was adopted. After a while, you just stop hearing it.
I just don't get it. We were having a lovely evening. I cooked dinner, loaded the dishwasher. I pumiced her bunion while we watched The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
She does love the Duke.
One of the many things we had in common. That, country line dancing, soft pretzels. I was sugar and cinnamon. She was jalapeno and extra salt.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure everything will be fine. Just give it some time. It'll work itself out.
Has she mentioned anything to you about being unhappy with our relationship?
Oh, no. Mom doesn't ask about my feelings, and I don't ask about hers. Kind of a deal we made when I was 5.
I guess I'm just going to have to walk through the fire, strap on my 6 guns and put one boot in front of the other.
That's the cowboy spirit. The Duke can be proud. Happy trail, sir.
Biggs, you'll let me know if your mother tells you why she tossed me out the window like an old beer can.
Does she still do that? I got her a recycling bin.
Promise me.
Of course, sir. And I'm assuming you being on the outs with my mother won't affect our working relationship.
I'd like to think it won't.
Great.
Unfortunately, I am a spiteful and vengeful man. And this bucket of hurt has to drop on somebody's head.
Somebody meaning me?
Just serving it to you straight, Biggs. I'm as honest as I am vengeful.
You're not going to fire me, are you?
No. I can't fire you. That would be completely unethical. What I can do is go medieval on your ass.
Wow. I thought the whole medieval thing was just an expression.
I signed up to protect and serve, not guard crappers at a Renaissance fair.
A remember, the head of the festival says we're supposed to refer to them as ye old privies.
I'm not living in their times. I call it whatever I want. Bunch of bell-wearing dorks.
Greetings, constables. After gorging on mutton and mead, I find myself in dire need of a privy.
Follow your nose, Friar Tuck.
Ah, twere it a viper, twould have bitten. I bid you an awe.
Hope he pees all over his curly shoes. Hey, you gotta talk to your mom, man. I can't take 3 days of this freak show.
Look, just suck it up till this thing blows over.
Well, that could take until the 1500s, and we may be dead from the plague by then.
Well, I'm not getting involved in my mom's personal life, so you'll just have to find a bright side.
No, the bright side would be sitting on that homemade catapult, cutting the rope, and flying the hell out of here.
Huzzah, noble peacekeepers. I give ye 6 guesses to these riddles, 3.
I'm going to give ye 2 seconds to walk away, or I'm going to handcuff your jingly ass to one of those poop barns.
Sorry, officer. Have a super day.
The real riddle is how I'm going to go 3 days without shooting one of these silly-ass knights at a nerd table.
'Tis true what they say about mead. One only rents it.
You might want to check your fly, sir. Don't get laid a lot. Whatever the hell that thing is, I ain't scooping up after it.
Oh, hey, Peggy. Good job on the pizza boats today. Yum a hoy, maybe.
Hey, I know they're delicious, or I wouldn't serve them.
All right.
Give this to the boy to give to Patty.
What is it?
A deodorant stick, nose hair trimmer, a Bob Cousy biography, and a diamond engagement ring.
You finally had enough, huh?
How's that?
I said, oh my God, what happened?
It's over. I'll miss his company, though. He doted on me like I was the Queen of Sheba. I never had to pull out a chair or open a car door.
Why am I holding a bag with a deodorant stick and your engagement ring in it?
Boy, you love digging to the bottom of the litter box, don't you? Fine, you want the dirt? I'll give you the dirt.
No. I trust you. What's done is done.
I am a sexual being.
Oh, God, here comes that pizza boat.
And I tried to fan the embers of passion. Lord knows I tried, but you can't start a fire with wet wood.
I am so smart.
I mean, Mikey's dad and I hated each other's guts, but we knew how to work out the ugly on the bed springs.
You know what? I'm not my good rib hen at home, so I'm just probably going to see.
It's not like he couldn't perform, but a gal doesn't always want to be treated like a delicate flower.
None of my business.
Sometimes you want to be pulled up by the root like a nasty weed.
All right, we'll just hit the lights on the way out.
I thought by this age, my carnal desires would have cooled. But instead, they're bubbling over like an untended oatmeal.
I'm leaving. Lock it, don't lock it. Burn it down. I don't care.
Dwight, how long does it take to drive a truckload of ostriches across 4 states? I could have ridden them here by now. You know what? Put one of the birds on the phone. I'll have them get you here. Is everything okay?
Yeah, he's running late. He stumbled across a truck stop shower that didn't need quarters. Finding free hot water is like striking oil to a hillbilly.
Vince, this thing really needs to work out. I am on really shaky ground at work.
Hey, everywhere you are, the ground's kind of shaky.
I am not in a joking mood, Moronto. I've been dealing with crap all day. Human, horse, and hobbit.
What's going on? Ooh, are you gonna hit him?
Oh, no, I like your shirt. I wanted to feel the material. What is that, silk?
It's a poly rayon blend. Comes out of the washer dry.
Just let me know when that shipment of shirts comes in.
Good luck finding one in your size. I'm a Korean XL.
All right, what is going on with you and Vince?
Nothing. What's going on with you and all your questions? Maybe you should be asking yourself that, huh?
Fine. Hope you and Ding Dong enjoyed playing grab ass, because I got a bag full of misery for you.
What is it?
Your mom wants you to give that to the captain.
Oh, she's giving back the engagement ring? Did she say why?
Yeah, she said why and how and with what. Had to stop and buy Tums on the way home.
Do I want to hear this?
I can tell you, I can show you on a doll. Take your pick.
Captain?
What's in the bag, Biggs? I know it's not leftovers.
I didn't
I didn't see you there, sir.
Been here all night. Can't go home. Can't go anywhere without being haunted by the memories of my darling Margaret.
You know, you're still a very vibrant man. You'll bounce back from this.
When I love deep. I can't just shake it off like a bad cold. Oh, sweet Lord, there is no halfway with that woman, is there?
The pile driver is pretty much her only move, sir.
I don't know what went wrong. If I did, maybe I could fix it.
Look, you'll make yourself nuts trying to figure that out. Just try to move on and remember that I had absolutely nothing to do with this.
She didn't say anything about why.
It may have been a little lady gab between her and my wife, but nothing to me, sir.
Biggs, if you're withholding information from me, I will put you on a detail so ugly, the Ren Faire crappers will be your happy place.
Listen, I warned you from the beginning it wasn't a good idea for you to date my mother.
Sit.
Ah. All right, this isn't coming from me. This is possibly one of the worst things I've ever had to say in my life.
I'm a grown man, Biggs. Give it to me straight.
Sir, my mother is very difficult to please. She heckled the priest at her mother's funeral. In Latin.
Just tell me what I did wrong. I only ever tried to be a perfect gentleman to your mother.
Yeah, well, apparently she doesn't like that all the time.
Not following you.
That's wise, because I don't know where I'm going.
Biggs, for the love of God, quit tap dancing and spill the beans.
What do you want from me? Pull her hair. Spank her. Sling her around the room like a rag doll. My mother's an animal. A dirty, filthy animal. I gotta go.
Weather Service has just issued a tornado watch for the following counties: Cook, DuPage, Will, Kankakee, and Iroquois. Be advised to take shelter should these conditions worsen.
Hope this blows through before tomorrow night. It's the jousting finals at the Renaissance Fair, and my Grand Chamberlain's hat does not have a chin strap.
We should probably take some candles down to the basement. We might lose power.
You want to avoid candles in case of a gas leak. I've got flashlights in the trunk of my car, plus a case of canned stew, 25 gallons of distilled water.
Are you really prepared for this storm, huh?
No, I just came from Costco. It's my stew for the month.
Shut up! Fine, have a nice life!
It's pretty bad out there. Head to the basement.
Well, technically, it's just a tornado watch. It goes advisory, alert, watch, warning, tornado.
Okay, I'm going to be in the basement. You go look for my umbrella.
Hurry, hurry! Please proceed to the basement and clean Arthur's castle in an orderly fashion.
Tell him it's a dragon attack. I get them medieval asses moving.
My guess is the cell towers are down.
No bars!
I'm sure she's fine now inside like you're supposed to be.
And not waiting for the 4 o'clock coffee show!
We don't have to chase after that, do we?
No, no, we just guard them. But once they start blowing around, you know, that's fire department or maybe Parks and Rec.
I hope Mike's okay. A funnel cloud touchdown in Whiting. Figures, tornadoes always use trailer parks as appetizers.
Remember, avoid this area because of the windows. The change in pressure could blow this glass and rip off your face like an angry chimp.
What's he doing here anyway? Isn't there a ditch he can go lie down in? Harry, just knock it off. You're making everybody nervous.
You should be nervous. Tornadoes are killers. Statistically speaking, only 3 of us will survive.
I'm chaining myself to you. You're not going anywhere.
We're gonna be fine. Worst case scenario, the house blows away and lands on Mike's mom.
Oh, my
God.
This is it.
Everything's fine. Do not panic. Okay, panic.
I can't get through.
Man, we need to pull over. It's bad. Just got passed by a tree.
Just keep driving. I gotta get home to Molly. I feel horrible. I can't believe I lied to her about the thing with Vince.
You're right. Now is the time for truth. So I just want to say you are the best friend and partner I've ever had.
Thanks, buddy.
You're not an easy man to get along with, you pig-headed and set in your ways. You never admit when you're wrong. And I still say Marissa Tomei is Mel Tomei's daughter.
It's Marissa Tomei. They have different last names.
But maybe she changed it so she wouldn't have to live under his legendary shadow.
You know, I'm starting to hope these are your last words.
But all that aside, you've always been like a brother to me. I love you very much.
Same here.
That's it? I pour my heart out and all you can say is same here? You know if a twister sucks me out of this car and you live, you're gonna regret not telling me you love me.
Fine. I love you.
Thank you. Now's not the time to hold back. When I was 14, I showed my cousin my privates.
You can stop right there, Carl.
Same thing he said.
Listen, Jim. If I get killed by flying debris, promise me you'll eat me toes first. That way I can still have an open casket. What kind of mouth-breathing moron is traipsing around in this weather? Probably that hoarder neighbor wanting to squat in my basement. Should have thought about this when you started saving all those National Geographics and jars of urine.
Open the door, Margaret.
Patty?
Your yap, woman. We're done when I say we're done.
I wish Mike would get home. I can't believe he's out in this.
I can't believe you lit all these candles. One gas leak and the house goes up like a bottle rocket.
More worried about your gas leak, stupid.
I'm not going to apologize again. I'm nervous and it was an accident.
Mike? Oh, God, you guys are okay.
Oh, my God, I couldn't get through and I was thinking the worst. Oh.
I'm so glad you're home. I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you, too.
Not the cousin thing, right?
I was trying to make some extra money in case we have to do the whole in vitro deal, so I went into business with Vince.
What?
I was as shocked as you are. And ostriches, no less.
What is he talking about?
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about it. I just want us to have a baby so bad.
So you bought a bunch of ostriches?
Well, it sounds stupid when you say it like that. But then he and the dumb hillbilly really talked a good game.
Well, you're going to have to be a lot more responsible once the baby's born.
Yeah, whenever that is.
Should be about 9 months from now.
What? I love you, Molly friend.
I love you, my thing.
I hope that's not the tree my Vespa was chained to. If it is, I'm probably going to need a ride home. Shut up, man!
You sure you're okay, Mom? You sound out of breath. What? Oh, God, why'd you even pick up the phone? Call me when you're done. I got some news for you.
See, once you get it in your head, it doesn't go away.
Wow, we didn't get the worst of it. Look at all those jackknife trucks on the freeway.
They're probably swerved to miss all those ostriches.
What?
Not so fast. We don't know those are ours.
That twister tossed me around like a lotto ball. Flipped my truck over and then birds went everywhere. I just thank God I'm still alive. And single, ladies.
Get a net and chase him down, you stupid cracker!
So, what are you thinking about for names?
Oh, I don't know. Jackass comes to mind.
After his daddy.